Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, party people. Welcome to the Gotham Talk Podcast. I'm your host, Jesus Heredia, and tonight we will be talking about, guess what? Gotham, yes, of course, titled New Day Rising. And what a fitting title for such a fitting episode on this Season 3, Episode 4. Wow, Gotham has really gone in, like, full steam ahead, not taking any breaks like the other shows. They're just boom, 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 giving it to you one after another. And boy, oh boy, this one was a little creepy. it was a little creepy watching it, especially with the Manhattan and the whole Alice scenes. That was kind of weird how, especially when Alice was retelling how she was getting voices from her brother. And then, of course, we get the Tweedledee brothers, the Twiddle brothers. Very great way of introing those villains from the Gotham villains rogue. So let's see. This is episode 4, season 3, New Day Rising. I'm live right now for the next 20 minutes, so call in at 347-637-3821. Let me give you a little recap of what this episode was, and let me read you the synopsis so you could be on board on what I'm talking about. After their encounter with one another, five assist Selina in robbing a bar, but she is captured and then rescued by Five, who demonstrate extraordinary fighting abilities. However, he is stabbed. And Selina notices that the scars on his body immediately identified him as an imposter. When speaking with each other, Selina tells Five that he is more normal than he thinks, and they kiss. Meanwhile, Jervis takes over a makeshift amusement park and hypnotizes a group of boxers known as the Twiddle Brothers to work for him. Gordon finds himself under Jervis' influence once again, yes, when he nearly kills himself upon hearing a clock-like sound effect. Jervis and Twiddle Brothers break into the GCPD and kidnap Alice. Two are killed and one is captured, and Gordon is nearly forced to kill himself. Barnes has put him under suicide watch, but Bullock frees Gordon, and they track down Tetch. Gordon breaks out of his spell, but Alice attempts to escape and is impaled by a pipe. A grief-stricken Jervis escapes while investigating the crime scene. Barnes becomes infected by Alice's dripping blood, which is kind of crazy. What do you think is going to happen? Do you think he's going to be a zombie? Do you think he's going to be a mutant? Or is he just going to go crazy and then die? We'll see. We'll find out. Nygma learns that Butch is paying campaign officials to bond elections and buy the money back from every district official, which nearly cost him his life, until Cobblepot learns that he would have won anyways as he is announced as the new mayor of Gotham. I love this rendition of the Penguin. It kind of goes in the same role or same characteristics as the Batman Returns movie. If you remember that from Tim Burton and the Penguin, Mr. Holy crap, I'm going blank now. I'm going blank. Kill me now. But I love that movie, yes. Penguin. Oh my gosh. I see him. I see a little man And you know what's crazy? I work for his company, Jersey Films. So it's kind of weird that I can't remember his name. So that's crazy. Okay. Well, anyways, regardless of that. But it was great to see that comparison because we're getting a lot of those. I don't know if you guys watch Supergirl, but with Supergirl, we got a whole lot of Easter eggs in that one, especially from Superman the movie. But back to Gotham, it's great. It's a little nod. I think so. And also, of course, it happened in the comic book, so they're keeping in line with the traditional comic book storyline. Let's see. It looks like I'm going to be on my own, so that's going to be fun. All right. So if you're listening to us live right now, call in at 347-637-3821. We're talking about Gotham. Don't have to be a fan. Or you can be a fan to join. And if you're a first listener, thank you so much for downloading the podcast. You rock. I rock. Everybody rocks. All right. All right, so back to Gotham. The whole mayor storyline, I can't just beat it to death. It's great that Cobblepot is finally getting the respect he needs because, seriously, from now until the first season, he was just a wet noodle. He was like that alley cat or penguin that just won't die or just won't, you know, he's just always lingering in the background and in the shadows. And now we've given life to the Penguin and also self-recognition as he himself proclaims as the Penguin. It's great how it's all coming together, especially with Nygma working with him. And you're like, oh my gosh, that's happening. And then the Mad Hatter strolling in. I mean, seriously, at this point, all we're missing is Batman. Like, we have all of this. I mean, look at Poison Ivy. She's already full grown now. So, you know, why not have an intro to Bruce Wayne and The Dark Knight finally coming out and showing us the true reason why we are watching. Because I'll be honest, when I watch Gotham, there's always this little glimpse of hope that they could expedite it or just give us let's just work down in the Batcave now from now on and make it all like legit and technical and really cool stuff that Alfred could come out or when are we going to get that moment when Bruce Wayne is like shitless about bats. I mean, because that's the first encounter where he kind of like was frightened by the bat, and then he realized that he could use that horror that the bat signified and place that upon the villains. So I wonder when that moment will happen, or if we will, because I know they kind of touched it a little when he kind of broke into the bat cave, sort of what his dad, the workspace or work area was. But, yeah, I want to go to the Mad Hatter. Wow, holy crap, he's a little fucked up. Yeah, I think out of all the villains, I'm afraid of this one. Because, I mean, look at Gordon. How many times does he have to die or attempt to die in an episode? I mean, I get it. You know, he's hypnotized. He's trying to commit suicide. And you know what's funny is that Gotham saves him. And when I say Gotham, I mean the people of Gotham, the people that are out there that saved Gordon. Like the first attempt when the bus I think it was a bus that was going to hit him or a truck. And then a civilian from Gotham just pulled him away and said, what are you crazy? And then also the other attempt when he was trying to shoot himself. And then the captain knocked him out and he was kind of like, oh, and it's like, whoa. And then, I'm sure there's more that I'm leaving out, but it was just crazy how we see Jim Gordon going through this. So back to the Mad Hatter. I mean, he as of right now, he's my top villain of Gotham. Because, I mean, he has it all. He has the hypnosis. He has the control, mind control. While the others are still acquiring – there are certain powers or abilities, like the Riddler, fully fledged the Riddler. So we still have Edward Nygma, and then also the Penguin. He's not a fully fledged Penguin villain that we know. And of course, we won't know until Batman shows up. But the Mad Hatter, he's ready. He's ready to go. There's no, oh, I wonder when he'll get his powers or how he'll, you know, I wonder how ties people of Gotham. No, no, it's already done. It's here. It's on the episode 4, 3, and 4 of season 3. It's there. Yeah. All right, cool. All right, so let's see. The Tweedle brothers, of course, it was a great scene with Harvey and the brothers and the whole interrogation scene. That was great. Also, we had a little Batman moment, if you guys recall, when Five was on the rooftop with Alfred and Bruce Wayne, and he was saying his goodbyes, and he was saying, until Selina, thank you for the kiss, or something like that. Well, I like the kiss. And then he jumps off, kind of like Batman, like jumping off the roof. I don't know. Am I reaching here? Tell me. Let's see. Call in. Our number still is 347-637-3821. All right. Looks like I'm going to wrap up the show. So I want to thank you guys so much for downloading the podcast. I will be here every week talking about Gotham. So if you ever want to chime in, please follow my Twitter at Gotham Talk, all one word, Gotham Talk, one word. And it'll be there. So, you know, feel free to chime in and call in and let me know about your opinion. So thank you so much again, and have a good night. Bye, guys.